Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. And thank you for joining me for another episode of Discussions with Delia. It's been so long that I have to reformat everything. And I just didn't get around to it today to do my signature intro and my signature outro, but I thought it was important for me to do a show today because I've been thinking about it, and so I wanted to make sure that I got back to doing a show. And so I didn't even put it out there that I was going to be on this afternoon because I think I'm really doing this show for me, so I am my audience. Fancy that. And it's not about ego. It really is about reconnecting. It really is about looking at what are your priorities, reestablishing your priorities, and then refocusing your energy so that the things that give you pleasure, the things that give you joy, are the things that you're focused on. And so often, because there's so many other things happening in our lives, we don't get to do that. You know, at least I don't get to do that. So I wanted to kind of sit with it for a minute and to talk about how come keeping me from doing something like this, the show, Discussions with Delia, that I so love to do, that gives me so much pleasure, that people are asking, what's happened to the show? Why? How come you're not on? And, you know, to talk about how do I elevate it back to the area of priority, the level of priority that it has, that it means in my life? How do I put it back to a place where I'm doing it on a weekly basis, I'm doing it on a consistent basis, and I'm talking about relevant issues? Because Discussions with Delia was founded so that we could talk about things that affect our lives, that impact how we function, and how we can work on becoming our better selves, our best selves. And so this, you know, I as a mental health provider, as a clinical social worker, you know, I hesitate to say that this is about mental health, but it really is. And every day I say it, I say, you know, that there's nothing that we do in our lives that's not related to our mental health. Because if we are not well, emotionally, psychologically, mentally, we cannot function in the other aspects of our lives. I don't care what it is. I don't care what we do. If we are not well, we will not function in the other aspects of our lives. And so that's why Discussions with Delia was created. It was created to help bring a focus to that, to bring a focus to the fact that taking care of ourselves, discussing issues, information that discerning and helpful will help us achieve that goal of becoming our better selves. And that learning how to deal with things when they happen, learning how to effectively deal with things when they happen, how do we make sure that we have the coping skills, that we have the resilience, that we have the ability to respond and to move on when things happen. So that's the whole point. That's the whole point of it. You know, it's saying, yeah, you know, let's figure out how do we enjoy every day in a really authentic, in a really meaningful way. And so, you know, I mean, I've done a lot of things, a lot of episodes over the time. You know, I've done a lot of episodes that talk about how people can cope, how we can talk about and deal with what's going on? And how do we, you know, what kind of skills do we need in order to function at our, you know, most effective level? And, you know, I've said before that it's good to share our experiences. I've had my fair share of experiences, I mean, but training, the experience of working in the field, and so all of those things combined, I think, make me a source of information. And, you know, I practice becoming not, you know, non-judgmental. I won't say I've perfected that, but I've practiced, you know, really practiced that, not judging or not having any kind of response when I hear things. So there's nothing. I was speaking to someone recently about their mental health challenges, and the person started to tell me about some of the things they've done when they've had episodes. And I reassured them. You know, I could see the hesitation. I could see the, you know, like almost embarrassment about sharing some of the things. And I said, there's nothing, absolutely nothing, that you could tell me that you've done during an episode that would surprise me. Because I've heard some things. And I really pride myself on protecting and respecting confidentiality. You know, besides the fact that it's one of the requirements for my license and for my job, but I really pride myself on doing that, on not, you know, on making folks feel safe. So it's okay to talk about whatever it is that is bothering you, that's ailing you. And I tell people all the time, because I get calls all the time, folks are saying, Delia, you know, I'm looking for a therapist and this is what I need. And I say, you know, engaging in therapy is really about, so if your foot is a size 7.5 and you try to squeeze it in a 6.5 or a 7, it's going to feel uncomfortable. And you really don't want your, you know, you really don't want to feel uncomfortable when it comes to a fit with therapy. You really want to feel like that, like, you know, you can say anything and you will not be looked on funny or judged. I think that becomes really important. So, you know, when I say to folks, you know, and I say to myself, when I say to folks that, you know, finding an outlet, finding a way to express your feelings in an authentic way where you can really just release it and let it go, it's really important. It's really important. And so, you know, I wanted to talk today a little bit about spending your time and putting your energies in a way that gives you the greatest return, that makes you feel fulfilled and like, you know, you are experiencing success with everything that you do. And success doesn't necessarily mean, you know, any material things. Success is about a feeling of accomplishment, a feeling of satisfaction, feeling like you have done something that makes you feel worthwhile, makes you feel like you've successfully spent your time, like you've achieved the outcome that you wanted in how you've spent your time. And that's what I want to do. I want to get back to doing discussions with Delia. I've been doing a lot of things, focused on a lot of other people, and I will continue to do that. But I think this program gives me a great sense of satisfaction, a great sense of I am putting out knowledge into the world that perhaps someone else can use and use in a way to impact their own lives in a positive way. So I really want to make sure that I stay on that, that I regard that as a purpose in my life, and I really want to stay on that. So how do I do that? How do I do that and not get sidetracked? when do I do that so that it's not interfering with work, it's not interfering with all the other activities that I engage in? When can I do that where I'm saying, okay, that's it. I'm doing my show, and that's all this hour is focused on. That's all this hour or half hour is focused on. And really sitting with that. And that's not easy to do. I'll tell you, it is not easy to do. As someone who's worked on doing that, I mean, just, you know, it goes back to the idea of being mindful, being purposeful, and saying, you know, living your life in a way where you're saying, I have to decide, make a plan about what I'll be doing in that time, and sticking to it no matter what. Sticking to it no matter what. So that's my intention. That's my plan. And that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to get back to doing discussions with Delia consistently. And I hope you'll listen. I hope you'll call in and share. I will, not like today, I will share the time of broadcast when I'm on live. And then we can engage in putting more knowledge into the world and putting more information into the world about why talking, discussing things like mental health and things like emotional health and coping strategies and is important. So I really look forward to doing that. And like I said, this show today is really for me. Really, Delia, talking to Delia about how to refocus, reconnect, refocus, back on track, and live life in a purposeful way. Spending my time kind of like the same way I spend my money, carefully. Carefully. So I hope you'll join me. Thank you for listening. And till next time, peace and blessings.